This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Air guitar, is that what that is?
Huh. Yeah.
Cool.
In fact, you got a little kick to it.
That's what we like, some of a little kick. We are at our public best here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn here with me. Rich McFadden at controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook, Twitter, social media. All right, so today seems to be Go After Doug Day, and we might as well keep this going.
I'm different from yesterday or tomorrow.
Well, sometimes it's a little more pronounced. I'm looking at a comment from Roy Snipes on Facebook, Nicole Oswald. Sometimes I can't follow the thread, but for those of you who are just joining us, this is a special hour of the Good Day program in that it is full, chock full of information that you can carry with you all day long, and opinions, supplements to your thinking. That's how I look at this. I take supplements, 30 supplements a day. Having said that, it is anathema to those who are supposedly professionals in the business. Never refer to what you did before. Well, I'll refer to it in that I'll explain that many of the discussions go on through the days or the course of the week or the course of the month. There are a lot of things that we have that we sort of tie together. And one of the things that troubles me greatly is how we have in our country this cycle of violence and who's doing what, how it is that we get to the point of, and how do we stop it, more importantly, how have we gotten to the point where there's so many violent people and that there is so much violence? Is it just the nature of being a human being? How do we control it? Are the police doing the best that they can? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But I get off onto these toots. Like earlier I was saying with regard to what went on in Baltimore and all of these other, we had three or four examples of shootings, police officers being shot, police officers shooting people, and just on and on and on. So finally the pressure cooker in my head pops off and I come to you with the solution that I think is not today's solution, it's the future solution. That is that we think about the consequences of having children and having so many children. One or two in a family, this is Doug Steffen's read on it. You can agree or disagree. That's what we're all about here in America, agreeing or disagreeing with some degree of respect. So when I get off and talk and explain, and some of you are very good at making me defend my positions to the point with others of it sounding to them like I'm being defensive. Or
you're not talking about like legally restricting people to having one or two. You're just saying
no. I'm saying I don't want to legally. I think that I am a libertarian, really. I'm an anarchist through and through. Listen to what I say, folks. Don't listen to one or two words. This guy says I'm supporting the anti-police movement. That's such BS. So far from the reality of how I think.
Well, I can see how he gets there, though.
Well, he gets there by listening to part of what I say instead of all of what I say. And you counter into it because you emphasize the part, because your brother's a policeman, of what you perceive to be negative or anti-police.
Well,
that's what you do.
I'm a believer of there are rules, and people need to follow rules.
Including the police.
Right. You do not follow that thinking.
I do follow that thinking.
You don't believe in rules. You think because I criticize. Rules nobody else's rules.
I don't believe in not for. We have to have a nation of laws. The same as with, so the side issue with the woman in Kentucky who's the clerk of courts that won't give marriage licenses to gay people.
Agreed.
I don't care
not.
Whether gay people get married or not. It doesn't make any difference to me. I could care less. They're not going to affect my life. But she has a job. So every once in a while, in the heat of the conversation, I might throw in an inappropriate comment that has nothing to do with the issue. If you don't obey the law, you will suffer the consequences. And that is part of the psychosis that's going on in our country today. because people just decide, and Richie's going to say, you're one of them, and he's right. I do. There are some laws that I agree with, some laws I disagree with. I don't disobey them. I try to go around them.
But the beauty
have
of
them
you
not impact.
Is if you were this woman and disagreed with the law so much so that you did not want to help enforce it, you would quit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is what
not.
She should no. do.
She
would be,
right.
You know.
So the other comments are irrelevant, and for those in me saying silly stuff about what your personal life is about, has nothing to do with the issue. And that's to bring it back around to the focus on the police and all of these things that have happened in the last 24 hours, the last week, the last month, the last year, or maybe the last 10 years, the total disregard and disrespect for authority, which is part of what has happened in the laissez-faire world that we live in, that brings it around to there are no rules. Now, you, Richie, can come back and say, well, you don't follow the rules. Some of the rules are stupid. So why should you follow
them? Then here's the deal. We need to change them because this is the kind of the stuff that we're talking about. If we don't like the rules, we live in a great country.
Yeah.
If we don't like the rules, then we need to start teaching civics in schools so that we change
That's
the rules.
Big problem.
People that wanted to see gay marriage,
yep.
they thought that was a problem. Yeah. They went out and changed the rules so
yep.
that they could get married. That's
right.
a great example of one rule that was changed. Okay.
Yeah.
So instead of just saying, well, that's stupid, I'm not going to follow it. I get it. Maybe sometimes it is stupid and you don't want to follow it. Change it. Change the system. Let's empower people to change things instead of just total disregard for law and order, which you're seeing right now. That is
yep.
so dangerous. It is. I can't tell you how dangerous that is. And we're getting to a point where it's almost like past the point of no return, because once you get to a society where rules are no longer respected, we're done.
Yeah. Well, that's really what the problem is. And that's the real problem. It has not to do with my single overview of what the individual issue may be. We have too many people. We don't have the ability to control them because we don't have good leadership. That's really what it all boils down to. Get some good leaders. Think about who you want to see. The reason that Trump is first, Ben Carson is second, and Carly Fiorina is third in any Republican poll that you see now, every single one of those three people are basically giving you the same message. None of them are politicians. They all have been successful, very successful, in their own field, and they are trying to bring that message of practicality and intelligence. You may not think Trump is that intelligent. Carson is. I have a whole new regard. You heard me a year ago say, this guy's a throwaway because all I ever do
a
is
year
see
ago,
him.
2 months ago.
Two months ago, even.
A month ago, before that debate.
As soon as I saw him on the debate, I had a completely different idea.
Think about it. Think about what changed people's opinion. It wasn't his performance during the debate. He wasn't all that exciting. It was his closing statement when he made a joke about Washington and his surgery, his history as a surgeon.
Yeah.
That's what got people to like him, is a joke. I mean,
wow.
Crazy.
That isn't why I liked him. I thought he had a lot to say.
Race relations was
I like Dr. Ben Carson, but if you had told me a couple months ago that he would be tied with Donald Trump as a front runner, I'd be like,
Where was Herman Cain when we did this 4 years ago? Where was he standing in the polls?
He was pretty good.
He was good. 999 and
right.
made it.
No, they didn't tear apart the 999. They tore apart that he had a mistress.
Yeah.
That's what knocked Herman Cain out of the race. It was nothing about 999. It was his mistress that came up.
Because the 999, it was actually 9999.
Nine.
And then it ended up being a 49, so it knocked his
He went out because
up.
Of the personal attack, though.
Yeah.
He did. It just shows you how, and it's, you know what? He was an interesting candidate because some people will choose, I liked him, will choose to fight those rumors. He just, as soon as they came out that he had a mistress, he just went away.
Yeah. I remember talking to him at one of the conventions.
Doug and I saw him speak last year.
And I had a conversation with him the last about 15 minutes, just him and me. And he was eager. He just said, well, Jeremy, come on your radio program. I said, well, I don't do a lot of talk. I don't focus a lot on political issues, but I do like personalities. He's a warm, engaging, intelligent, experienced
very
guy.
Engaging.
amazing.
Comes out of the same queue as Fiorina, as Carson, and as Trump. And he didn't get, he would have gotten a lot farther. Jennifer's 100% right. If he hadn't sort of screwed up in his own end. By the way, that's why Colin Powell doesn't run for high elective office.
He wants to be,
because he's got some in his closet that he doesn't want to have embarrass his wife. Otherwise, he'd be out there. He could have been president and would have been a great president, much better than this boob we got there now. If you, you know, and the problem is a lot of people voted for this boob because he was black, the same as they would have voted for, or maybe even vote for Ben Carson now just because he's black. Never mind what he has to say. What do these people have to say? And more importantly, what have they done with their lives?
People will judge me by the content of my character.
Oh, my God.
Because what we've learned, and this is really interesting, I think, what we've learned, especially from President Obama, is that you have to have someone who is a uniter of the country, and probably with George Bush too. I don't think he was as divisive as Obama. You could debate his policy all day long, but you need someone who is going to really, because whatever happens up top trickles down to everybody. Maybe it's just because I'm older now. I have never felt more divided as a country than I do now. I feel like Republicans and Democrats hate each other, blacks and whites hate each other, haves and have-nots hate each other.
Separation.
Republicans and Democrats, but the has and have nots in the black.
But they haven't been a deal. Look at what the Republicans are doing to these three frontrunners. They don't even get it. They're all about, they've shown what a bunch of phonies they are. They don't want to support what the public is interested in. They want to support what's good for them and the party.
They have no clue what to do.
None.
No. They're like, all right, now what?
Because they're so out of touch. They've been listening to Karl Rove and his bunkum for so long and believing all that crud that comes out of Fox News and these people who are trying to control what you think and how you think, and it's just a bit blown up in their faces. Good. Okay, time's up. Thank you.
End scene.
And to satisfy Walter, it's 19 past the hour. Good day.
The wall clock.
Hey.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's jumping in a pile of leaves with my kids. Strong.
Allegra D, a fast non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in 1 hour.
Yep, I am going to take that hayride strong.
It's breathing free for 24 hours, even after a day of apple picking strong.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms, guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished cut stucco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off Bellawood, 20% off Dream Home laminates. Plus great floors, woodlight tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices. Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting into school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
Are you better than average at fantasy football? Yeah? Well, thanks to FanDuel.com's one-week 50-50 fantasy football leagues for real money, you can prove it. 50% of teams in these leagues win real money. And get this, FanDuel fantasy football leagues last just 1 week. Finish anywhere in the top half of FanDuel's 50-50 fantasy football leagues, and you're a winner. You'll win almost double your money and get your cash immediately. Plus, with no season-long commitment at FanDuel, you only play when you want. So, Mr. Above Average Fantasy football player. What are you waiting for? Right now, FanDuel is offering you free entry into a one-week 50-50 money league. Finish in the top half, and you'll win instant cash. No strings attached. But hurry. This amazing offer ends this Friday. The only way to get free entry into a one-week 50-50 fantasy football league is to go to FanDuel.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and use the promo code PICK. That's FANDUEL.com, promo code PICK.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Month, CMT is featuring a week-long tribute to the Man in Black, and Kid Rock apparently is a big fan, has been for a long time, so he's the host of this tribute on the network. He's going to call, well, I guess because CMT is country music television, they're going to change the name to Cash Music Television for this week.
Oh, that's cool.
So it starts on September 8th, and let's see, they're showing the movies like Walk the Line. Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon doing a great job. I thought that was a great movie, frankly.
Yeah.
Not great, but a really good movie. And their portrayals of Joaquin Phoenix as Johnny Cash was very, very good. And June Carter Cash, very well played, I thought, by Reese Witherspoon. He's a great actress anyway. So on Thursday the 10th, music videos will be represented in a throwback Thursday video block. And then on Friday, they're going to air all-time top 40 artists choices. The artists are going to choose their favorite Johnny Cash songs.
I'd like to see his old show. That would be cool if they would air an hour of that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Remember that variety show yet?
Oh, yeah,
that would be great.
Yeah. So the celebration ends on Saturday with a CMT Hot 20 countdown hosted by Rock and Kid Rock and Cody Allen and Katie Cook. those two people, how would you describe them, Jen Jen? Cody Allen and Katie Cook.
I wouldn't, because I don't really know who they are. Cody Allen, I think, is like he's kind of an up-and-coming host guy for them.
Oh, is he?
But, yeah, I don't think they have singers. I don't know about Cody, though. Cook. Who's Cook?
Katie Cook, I don't know.
Katie Cook. Yeah, I don't know that one. Cody Allen, I think, does like a regular hosting gig.
And his children are going to participate in this in one way or another as well.
Cool.
So, yeah, exactly.
Kind of fun.
Yep. The Carter family also be the subject of a new documentary with filmmaker Beth Harrington tracing the evolution of their family.
Yeah, I read their book, The Carter Family History. Yeah. Amazing. I mean, they basically helped invent advertising on radio and television. Well, there was no television then. But, I mean, they based their whole radio show around some soap. And that's how radio got started, is basically, okay, how are we going to make money off of this? Well, we'll have shows on. And they were the first to do it. And it's an amazing American story.
Well, the interesting thing about that is that soap were the first big advertisers on radio and then on television. That's where the term soap opera came from.
Right, exactly.
Because those shows, the dramas, were sponsored by the big soap companies.
Borax soap.
Yeah, Borax, Lever Brothers, Palmolive, P&G, all of those things were the products that were sponsored. And they're still big advertisers. And so, yeah, this is a very... this guy, there's something about him that always has grabbed me.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. I grew up with Ray Charles and jumped onto the B.B. King train really early because they were soulful storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
I got onto the Johnny Cash train a little late, but loved him for the same reason.
Yeah, great.
He tells
magic,
ripping stories.
At least in like the Ring of Fire and the way they orchestrate the song. Listen to the horns.
He's just got such soul in the way he tells
it all together. So anyway, Kid Rock hosting the Johnny Cash tribute on CMT next week.
Hanging in black.
28 after the hour. This is the Doug Stanford Good Day program.
Down, and the flames went higher. And it burns. The Ring of Fire. The Ring of Fire.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
Hey, guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel is paying out over $75 million a week this season. Plus, right now, FanDuel is giving you a bonus of up to $200 that gets earned as you play. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Go to FanDuel.com and enter the promo code FF1000. That's FanDuel.com. Promo code FF, the number 1000.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people.
Let's keep moving here, 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen in the conversation mode, which is usually the place to be, at least when we're on the air. Listen, learn, and participate. 888-302-3684 if you want to. Facebook.com/today. Twitter at Good Day. And you can say anything that you want. There is nothing that you will say that will sound stupid. I may say things sometimes that sound stupid, but you will never, ever be criticized for sounding stupid.
That's our job.
Awkward, maybe. Right, exactly. Awkward. Richie is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny, he would not say that. He's too much of a gentleman.
Nah.
Jennifer, eh.
She has her moments.
Right.
I specialize in stupid.
Yes, you, well, no, in, well, pointing it out maybe a little bit, but the audience doesn't like that word necessarily. Maybe we could put it, it's awkward. I like that word instead of stupid.
I'm sticking with stupid.
Ever made a situation worse by putting your foot squarely in your mouth?
Many times.
Oh, yeah.
Many times.
You mean in general or just today?
I know.
Yeah. Most people have experienced some kind of difficulty in communicating. We are not unique here on the Good Day program. Jennifer is going to bring us up to date on a study done in her home state, Kenny's home state, my part-time home state. California data show that there is a big racial disparity in the number of people being arrested by the police and the number of people being shot by the police. So those of you who have a problem with me and say, you don't like the police, first of all, you're not listening to everything that I say, but this study more or less, I don't think it backs it up, but it gives you cause to think, and what's going on in Baltimore this week also gives you cause to think. By the way, I think each one of those policemen are going to be tried separately, if I'm understanding correctly the news out of Baltimore from yesterday, right? All six of those
That's
guys.
One of the things they were trying to determine today.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have them tried separately.
I didn't see whether they did determine that or not.
I think they did, but I'm not sure. All right, Jen, what about this data?
So 6%, the story comes out, and it's dealing in population and in ratios. 6% of Californians are African Americans, yet they're involved in 17% of all arrests in the state and a quarter of in-custody deaths. Now, when you pull this apart, the state of California has a huge Latino population, so you would imagine that they lead the arrests, which they do. I mean, in Southern
illegals.
California. I'm sorry?
A lot of illegals in that list.
A lot of them, yes. Mm-hmm. And in Southern California, the Hispanics outnumber the Caucasians. Now, with African Americans, I don't know if this disturbs me. There's one thing about it that disturbs me. So 6% of Californians are African American. Great, that's the fact. 17% of all arrests in the state are African American arrests. That doesn't necessarily bother me so much because the difference, I mean, you don't really know who's to say that there's a certain number of people that are going to commit a crime based on their race. I mean, maybe these are people that are committing more crimes. So that doesn't bother me. What does get me is that they're 25% of all in custody deaths. That number is very high. So that makes you think, okay, maybe
25% of the deaths are black. Is that what you're saying?
Are black. Yes. So of in custody deaths, 25% of them are black. That's pretty high, wouldn't you think?
I would say that was not a good number. Why are people dying at all in custody? I'd like to know the answer to that.
Great question. Some people, you know, may injure themselves. Other people may have pre-existing conditions. But that's what you need to break out of this data is mm-hmm. how many of these things are natural and how many of them are inflicted. But this idea that there's a certain ratio between the number of people of a certain race in society and how many arrests there, a criminal is a criminal in my book. I mean, whether you're white, black, brown,
purple.
But the
point of this is to figure out why so many are black. Why are there so many black criminals?
That's a great question. People speculate. I've heard a lot of people speculate that it's because the family structure in black America has been damaged and that black men don't have a lot of leadership and guidance and they go out and commit crimes. They leave their families. And there's proof to that. That's not just a blanket statement. There are high numbers of no family structure in that community.
That argument has validity to it?
Mm-hmm. I would say, I mean, you're asking why people commit crimes.
Yeah.
So that would be one of my answers.
What
I
will want to know is why there are so many blacks in jail, and I hear a lot of people criticizing the fact that there are so many blacks in jail, but not figuring out why.
But think about it. I mean, in California, in this survey, only 17%. That's not a majority at all. It's just that they're saying there's such a few amount of black people. The number is so low.
Of black, 17% right. of the arrests.
But I would challenge
the population,
people,
but 17% of the arrests.
Right. I would challenge people what that ratio really means. I mean, is there like some predetermined thing that I didn't get the memo on that says X amount of people live here, so X amount of people will be arrested? I mean, if you're committing a crime, you're committing a crime, right?
But I think the point here is, at least in part what I get out of it, is there's selective enforcement. That's what I think the subtle suggestion here.
Or maybe there's higher enforcement in certain communities, but to be fair, those communities are also the places where the most crimes are being committed.
Well, who's there? You drive down, and my son proved this to me once a number of years ago when he and I were on the 405. I think we drove, 15, 20 miles, and I was speeding. And then I slowed down. He said, "Why'd you slow down?" I said, "Because I'm going too fast and somebody's liable to grab me." He said, "No, you'll never get stopped." I said, "What do you mean I'll never get stopped?" "You will never, you are a white man driving a white car, you will never get stopped unless you're involved in an accident where somebody's hurt. Nobody will ever bother you. You can drive as fast as you want. However, if you're a black man driving a red sports car, you'll be stopped on 3-4 times."
If you're a white man in a red sports car.
Or if you're, not a white man, but a white blonde woman driving a red sports car.
What a load.
What?
No, I'm not kidding.
You two are. You and your son are just...
Really? And how do you prove that?
Because I'm a white man that's gotten plenty of
speeding tickets.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, but not in California. You ever get a speeding ticket in California? I'm talking about California.
In California, they don't pull over white guys.
No.
Come on.
Wow. That's what I'm saying.
I'm moving.
Yeah.
So you're saying if you and I were driving the same car, the same red Porsche down the freeway, that I would get picked up and
you would get stopped and I would not. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I don't believe that.
Well, try it.
You want to?
Yeah.
Let's rent cars the next time.
Okay. We'll go to that place in Santa Monica that rents the expensive cars.
This car is off the rails.
I mean, maybe I'm naive, but that doesn't make any sense.
We're both naive.
Hey, listen, my brother's a cop in the worst neighborhood in Washington.
Are they driving cars in the school where he's
Well, I mean, we talk about all this. How do you... when he took me down there for the first time, I had no idea this existed.
You know
America.
What I would love to know?
I
are the
no
stats
idea.
In the Washington, D.C. area, because the population there in Washington is about 60% black. What's the population of people being arrested in D.C. as compared to the population of blacks that live in D.C.? What percentage of arrests?
It's got to be high because it's such a high population.
Well, is it that high? Is it the disparity in California is vivid. I'm betting it's not so vivid in the district.
I don't know, but my point is, how do we get rid of these communities, these neighborhoods, where this is their whole world? They never leave this world.
Well,
they
then live, you get into
work,
the situation
die
that
in this neighborhood.
The president has introduced a new bill that will put certain amounts of low-income housing in all areas, and all. So they're kind of mixing that class system. So is that what you're suggesting is a good plan?
You know, something's got to be done, because if we think we can just keep it in this circle there, and that it's going to get better.
So we got the government to solve another problem, Rich?
Right.
Well,
I
think we could do it with community planning.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to do the planning in the community?
I think we can do it with the big culture shift and let people know that they can get out of their situation, that there's hope, that they can go to school, do things the right way, and succeed in this country and reinvigorate the American dream. I think that would be something great that we could do, and that would start with changing the culture, changing the idea that you're in a hopeless situation.
And Doug, to answer your question, planned communities are created by companies every single day, where they build a town center and they build low-income to high-income housing all around it. I think capitalism could fix this problem of having ghettos that are locked off and that are crime-ridden.
I think that's a great idea. And oftentimes they are started by tax incentives that government offers to get these... like
and
Detroit.
And then government gets out of it. They offer the tax incentives and they say... You go take care of it.
Well, around where I am, there's too much government involved in owning some of these rejuvenated neighborhoods. They own the public housing. It's called public housing. And there's way too much of that.
I mean, D.C. has done a great job, and you're going to hate this, but you look at where the Washington Nationals play and that stadium and where the Washington Wizards play and Old Chinatown. Mm-hmm. Those are two.
Well, that's all that area has been completely rebuilt.
Yeah.
It's different now. When I first started going to Washington, you don't recognize the place now.
It's amazing.
Chinatown is not at all what it used to be. And that's really a part of it's sort of on the east side of Washington, but it certainly is downtown.
But I'm not sure how much low-income housing there is down there. I mean, it's big money. It's big money.
Yeah, there's nobody down here. Let me quickly talk about something going on. I guess the question would be what's wrong with this mental picture. Two daycare workers in New Jersey charged with child abuse yesterday for running a fight club with young children.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that nuts?
The children are 4, 5, and 6 years old.
They're doing it on Snapchat.
The first rule of the fight club is you have to be able to cross the street by yourself to be in the club.
That's not the first rule of fight
club. Daycare workers thought it would be a good idea to post videos of the fights on Snapchat, these morons. Oh, my God. These are the kind of people that go to jail for the rest of their lives. Throw away the key, put them with drug dealers, murderers, and rapists, and throw away the key. Who in the world, what kind of sub-human creature comes up with an idea like that? And they're running a daycare center.
Mm-hmm. And people are watching. That's the grossest part. God. They wouldn't do it if people weren't watching.
I know. 44 past the hour. Doug Steffen, good day.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women. Safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now. Mention Doug Steffen and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
A couple of cool things from the feds, or I'm sure they said this is not the feds. There are some interesting things. NASA is a federal program, so maybe we can make that sort of how it's put together. If you haven't seen some of the pictures on the NASA.gov website of the research that's being done, especially the pictures of the hurricanes, the video of the day today at DougSteffen.com. Is from not necessarily, well, I think the pictures, if I'm not mistaken, Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't there a coordinated effort between NASA and NOAA to get these hurricanes, the pictures of the hurricanes and the typhoon in the Pacific?
Probably.
Yeah. So if you want to see the view from space of what these hurricanes and typhoons look like as they plow into, well, they're moving toward China across the Pacific, this is one heck of a view. Check it out. Video of the day at Doug Steffen.com. The International Space Station is getting full. There are a number of astronauts, 9 of them up there, as a matter of fact, right now. And I think they're going to do a press conference today, are they not? Or they're teleconference, something here to discuss and focus on their missions, with a special focus actually on getting to school kids. Now the school is open. They're trying to make more of these things available, and I think that's a great idea. We got to get back to encouraging people to go into space, or at least get scientifically into. We have a hole now in our country for science and scientists. So we're having to bring people in, go to school here, and giving them special dispensation to stay and work in our science areas. If you know anybody who's working for NASA now, look through. It sort of reminds me of the days of Wernher von Braun, who was the first guy to come up with the idea of shooting a rocket into space. He developed, designed the first rockets for the Nazis, and then we brought him over here so that he can build our first rockets, and he did. But many of the people, because the government scared off, what, how many people? 6,000 alone down in Melbourne at Cape Kennedy when they shut down the projects that were connected to the shuttle. So they fired 6,000 people. Where'd they go? I don't know where they went. But they didn't stay in the technology business. They went to work for a lot of the companies that were pieces of the pie there, but we need those people back again. Check out some of these people, some of these pictures. Video of the day, DougStefan.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Calm down now. Get into your pet zone with the pet man. Dr. Zone is here. Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend, is here. He is the person responsible for hugs and kisses. If you haven't seen that supplement or those supplements, because there's one group for dogs and another group for cats that he formulated, we're going to have probably a reference to that, because I have a question here on what to do with a shedding dog. We also have a poll on dog owners and who they love, plus barbecues, Labor Day, what to make sure your dog doesn't get a hold of. All coming up here after Jennifer tells us about Cedarside, bringing you Warren's report. Cedarside, Cedarside.com, Cedarside, the leader in bug sprays, et cetera, because, Jennifer?
Well, we're coming up on Labor Day, Dougie, and you need to keep bugs out of your home and away from your family. It's a big concern, and Cedarside has your non-toxic answers.
Cedarside.com is the leader in natural and organic pest care solutions. This is pest control solutions. This is a big deal because you don't want to put chemicals all over your family. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray is a must-have for your home and family. It harnesses cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that kill and repel bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and a whole lot more. Cedarside has all the products you need to keep your family, your pets, your home, and lawn insect and chemical free. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug for free shipping or call 800-842-1464. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go to Cedarside.com or call now. Use coupon code Doug, D-O-U-G, or call 800-842-1464.
Nice job, Jennifer. Well, all right, meanwhile, there is a poll that suggests 38% of dog owners love their pet more than their partner. We have that story at Doug Steffen.
Yeah, because pets are always happy to see you. Your partner, not so much.
Right, yeah. All right, so Warren's response to that when I said, let's talk about that. I'm surprised the number is that low.
Pets are honest. Let's go for it. You know, you can be with a guy. Let's say we're having dinner with somebody, and they can buy you a martini, and then when you leave the bar, they call you an SOB. See, with the dog, you don't get the martini first. You know where you stand right away. If they don't like you, they're not taking you out. That's what I appreciate, the honesty of animals. And quite honestly, when things are going bad, whether, you know, someone in the family passed away, you're going through a divorce, the relationship between the guardian and the pet is so close because they're totally non-judgmental. So I would think the number would actually be higher.
Warren, answer me this.
Please.
When you come out home from being away at work all day, your dog is like flipping out, all happy to see you, right?
Yeah.
But when you leave the house and you walk out and you go, oh, I forgot my phone, and you walk right back in 15 seconds later, they're flipping out, all happy to see you.
They have no sense of time.
It's not that they don't have a sense of time. It's that the excitement of the pack getting together, even if it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes or an hour or 3 minutes, doesn't make any difference. So that's what it's all about. You can leave for 1 second, come back. It's like you've been gone for 12 hours, Rich, like you said. It's the gathering, the coming back, the rallying call that's so important to them.
All right. So this time of year, a lot of dogs are shedding. What is there? Is there something that we can do to decrease shedding? Millie sheds all over the car, for example, hair everywhere. How do we keep that from happening? Is there a way?
Yeah, there's many different ways. First of all, you want to make sure the dog is on a good quality type of dog food or a cat food.
Yeah, great diet.
That's number one. Number two, supplementation. You know, if you look on the countertops in every American home, there's supplements for their kids, there's supplements for grandma and grandpa. But what about the four-legged member of the family? 30 years ago, I saw this as a problem. Shedding, dry skin, dander, hairballs, all a big problem. And I worked with the top veterinary nutritionist to come up with a formula. And I said, what is the number one ingredient that will help prevent shedding, dander, and dry skin? And it's natural lecithin. For example, Doug, if you were losing hair and you went to a health food store, they would sell you lecithin. So the number one ingredient we put together in my own, I'm bragging a little bit, the Hugs and Kisses supplements, is lecithin. Mm-hmm. After 2 or 3 weeks on lecithin, most dogs and cats shedding is pretty much down to a bare minimum. That in conjunction with good grooming and brushing. And this is a problem, overbathing. You know, sometimes dogs get a little smell or roll around in this, and people will bathe their dogs every week or every other week. By doing that, they're actually drying out the skin. And you need to use a shampoo specifically made for your type of pet.
All right, so shampoos, what's good for a pity? What kind of shampoo do you use? Those are dogs that shed a good deal. Charlotte didn't shed at all, so I use a different kind of shampoo on her.
Yeah, I use an oatmeal-based shampoo. It's every product you hear me recommend is manufactured and sourced right here. I use an oatmeal shampoo made in Washington, a great product as well. Oatmeal shampoo can help with dry skin.
And lecithin.
And lecithin. Hugs and Kisses. That's what it's about.
All right. Hugs and Kisses, lecithin, oatmeal shampoo. You got that? That's how to deal with the dog that's shedding in your house, Richie. 59 past the hour. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show here on Good Day.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at